The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back for the final hour of the show at 8:05. I am Randy Corcoran, your pumped up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And man, oh man, have we been having some fun with this. We're playing it as we go into each and every break. And if you haven't heard it before, you have to hear it now. This is Creepy, Sleepy, Fading Joe Biden.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand. And to get hot, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Yeah, I learned about roaches. And I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I love kids jumping on my lap. How about you? All right, I just don't know what to say with that. It's actually gotten colder in Aurora. We're down to 30 degrees. It was 33 when I got into the studio. Denver holding firm at 35, and we'll see mid-50s by Tuesday if things go according to plan. We've got one line open at 303-696-1971, 696-1971, and somebody who held through the break. Let's get to him first. Eric, thanks for waiting, and welcome to the show.
Randy, God loves you, and so do I.
Oh, Eric, baby, you don't have do you have a 921 button?
I have, yes.
Okay, that's right. I gave you for you and your wife, didn't I?
Yeah, well, me and you had met with Michelle and Dennis Prager.
Yep. Remember now.
You know what, you great American, it just ticks me off the complete BS bombshell. My great American buddy, I'm not going to get upset. It's when the idiot pencil-neck Adam Schiff read the opening, transcript at the very beginning of this impeachment. Remember when
the mob shakedown.
Yes, and then when he lied about what and used it as satire, what President Trump said.
Yeah.
And, you know, Obama and Biden are one of the same. They're connected at the hip, Randy. And I pray, swear to God, every day that William Barr has the guts to go after Obama, because you know that's where it started from. You know, Anthony Weiner knows more. Uma, Comey. And then remember when Obama said to Medvedev, I'll have more flexibility?
Yeah, let me play that for folks who don't know what you're talking about. Sit tight 1 second, Eric.
God bless you. Thanks.
This is my last election. Yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Alexander.
Yeah, caught on an open mic. After my next election, I'll have more flexibility. I understand. I will transmit this to Vladimir. But no collusion, no, corruption going on there, of course.
As a black conservative, oh my God! And you know what, Randy? After I listened to you, months ago, not that far ago, I'm a black nationalist, a proud black nationalist, and you taught me what that meant. That meant love of country, and everybody's underwear and panties got in a bunch when the great Donald Trump said that. Do you remember?
I do. I do. And of course, the hemmers and the haars and the sires and the whiners and the worriers say, well, you know, in history and nationalism, you know, look at Germany and look at what they did. That's not what we're talking about. How about just being an economic nationalist, that putting the economy and the success of the American worker, like our last caller in the last hour, first and foremost, and that's what I mean by nationalist. So yes, I'm a white nationalist. You're a black nationalist. Stick it in your pipe and smoke it if you don't like it.
And you taught me the meaning of that word, and it's such a beautiful word, Randy. And it
is.
Means the love of country.
Yes,
my God in heaven. And I'm going to let you go. It's just, you know, I listen to you all the time. I just don't want to interrupt your beautiful show that you put on.
Well,
and I just, I don't know. I guess I'm going to see you Tuesday at the tea party. Are you going to have it just coming up Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday, let's see. That'll be the first Tuesday. So our tea party meeting would be a week from Tuesday. I think the next public event I have is the Red Flag class over at Centennial Gun Club with Colorado Springs attorney Ted, or now I'm screwing up his first name, Tim Priebe. And, you know, those are really interesting because Tim drives up, rock-solid lawyer, former law enforcement. He's kind of like the analyst. You know, if him, to make the sports analogy, he does the analyzing, the nuts and bolts of the Red Flag class that we teach. I bring the color. So I guess I'm the colored guy. Can you say that?
And you know, I am still upset when I spoke to you, but this is my feeling, that you wasn't up on the stage with Stephen, Michelle, and Dennis Prager. I am still kicked off about that one big time. I'm so mad as hell. I could just spit, you know.
Well,
I didn't appreciate that, and I think Dennis Prager blew it. Big time on not having you on stage, and that is just, it's crazy. You know, I love Stephen to death, you know that, but you should have been up there, period. No questions about that one.
Well, Eric, I appreciate your support. I always look forward to seeing you the next time at the Tea Party or wherever, my fellow black nationalist, deplorable Trump cultist. God loves you, and so do I. See you later.
God bless, buddy. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. We've got full lines. Eric's line is now open, though, at 303-696-1971. Before we get to Steve on the Trump cult, just want to remind you, with Thanksgiving behind us, the Christmas mortgage miracle is the latest bright and shiny object here. You can find out about it at 710knus.com, where you can get your rent or your mortgage payment made for the entire year. And it's so easy. Just go to 710knus.com for complete details. It's the Christmas Mortgage Miracle, brought to you by Genesis Total Exteriors. They're Colorado's premier contractor for interior or exterior construction and remodeling projects. They've been in my house. They'll be back soon. Check it out, 710knus.com. Just imagine a year with no rent, no mortgage. How cool is that? All right, Eric's line's still open at 303-696-1971. Let's go to Steve in Arvada. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Randy.
Howdy.
Love your show, buddy.
Thanks.
Every Saturday.
Yeah, baby.
I heard you talking about the Trump cult this morning. Yesterday I was looking at it. I belonged to Parler. I kind of got away from Twitter.
Yeah, I understand, and you know, I have to stay there just because the numbers are so massive, and that's where president's playing. But
yeah,
we've got to get away from these platforms. Are going to grow as the Twitters and the Facebooks become less friendly to our candidates, our values, our ideas.
Absolutely. Well, Parler's getting pretty big, it looks like. But a fellow named Deplorable Eric posted one yesterday. Says, "Proud member of the Trump cult, conservatives united against liberal tyranny."
Love
it. Pretty cool. I messaged it to you on Facebook Messenger.
Very cool. I will check that out. And thanks for waiting. Thanks for weighing in. It is just, you know, people just need to know how to look at this.
Right.
When every minute, you know, from the time Donald Trump came down the escalator, became the nominee, got elected, 19 hours later, first story in the Washington Compost about impeaching this president, all the clips we've played of CNN and MSLSD and CBS commentators using the same language, bombshell, the walls are closing in, all of it. they have to keep shifting to something new because so far, 3 years in, they haven't found anything to slow down. Well, they've slowed this president down, but they have not taken him down, and they're really just guaranteeing his reelection. If we look at it that way, if we embrace the name-calling, if we embrace the way they look down their noses at people like Chris with the snow business and you and I and everybody else, then we can just enjoy what's coming for them in 2020.
I believe he's going to be reelected in a huge landslide.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
I've got my son-in-laws, my daughters, we're all Trumpers, man. I mean, since the day he came down the escalator, I said, there's my guy. And I believe that God's hand is on his shoulder. Nobody's going to take him down.
Well, Steve, you just raised such a fascinating point. Explain something to me because, you know, I'm a now about 11-year activist. I got on board at the beginning of the Tea Party. I read because I'm an attorney. You know, I have a love for the Constitution, Federalist Papers, history, biographies of the founding fathers, biographies of Ronald Reagan. I've loved to consume all that stuff. And when I first saw Trump, I thought, oh my God, a New York liberal, a guy who's been pro-choice in his past, a guy who's filed bankruptcy, multiple marriages. I do see he's got a beautiful wife and beautiful, successful children. So that says something positive about him. But I just could not. I locked in on the only constitutional conservative in the race, Ted Cruz, and fought like hell for him leading up to the nomination of Trump. What did you see that I could not?
He wasn't a politician. He was a businessman, a manager, successful. Yeah, he went bankrupt a couple of times, but he turned it back around. I mean, God uses imperfect people to do his bidding. He's done it in the past. He's going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And this guy's turned it around. He's even brought God back into our country, back into the government. When was the last time you ever heard any of those other presidents say, God bless America?
Or Merry Christmas.
That slug Obama.
Yeah, or Merry Christmas.
Absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. He's turned out just like I thought he would be. I mean, I was lucky that I was right, but I had to laugh at a guy at work about a week before the election, a friend of mine from up front. I work in a car dealership, and he came back and he said, you know, he said, don't tell anybody. He says, but... He says, I'm really for Trump. He says, do you really think he's going to win? And I said, absolutely, he's going to take it out. And then the day after the election at work, he came back to my office and he said, he bowed down to me. He goes, man, you're the prophet. I said, no, man. I said, I just knew it was going to happen because he's the right guy for the job.
You know, I've always considered myself, you know, I was the high school dropout. I was the mechanic for 20 years. I feel like I am the working man in America. I understand that, you know, I finally went to school and went to law school and now I'm a lawyer 20 years. So the different social stratospheres, I guess, that you wind up in. But I've always felt like I've got that street sense, that common sense that you get when you live, when you grow up hard.
Right,
and yet
right.
I could not see Trump. But the re-election's going to be so strong is, you know, set aside the impeachment and how the polls are turning against impeachment. You look at the 34% support in the black community, doesn't need nearly that much for a landslide election. You look at the economy for all categories and groups and genders and people in transition and all that. And so now instead of somebody who's voting for Trump in order to stop Hillary Clinton, I am an activist, an active supporter, celebrating all the great things that are happening for the country and the world because of this president. And so people like me now join with people like you who saw this from the start to create this momentum and enthusiasm. And you see it at every one of his rallies. It's insane how much love there is, mutual love there is.
Right. Well, look at his family. Look at his look at his children. They're all clean cut. They're smart. They're educated. They don't have tattoos all over their bodies. They do things. I mean, look at Don Jr. Look at Eric Trump ran that charity for St. Jude's Hospital that they had to close down because of that hag Hillary Clinton. I mean, you just look at those people and say, okay, who do you want to be America? Those are the people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great fun going into 2020.
Yes, it is.
Seeing how he toys with them next. And I, you know what I love the most is just thinking about all of the mainstream media folks, the never Trumpers, the people who flipped on Trump, the people who are buying into the impeachment hoax, all of those kinds of people, hearing folks like you and me celebrating how much fun we're having, how much success we're having, being in America as Americans and celebrating a president who puts America first. I just love how much they hate us for it.
Well, the guy's so smart. Look how he trolled the press on Thanksgiving Day that, oh, he's at Mar-a-Lago drinking Mai Tais and playing golf.
But
that's all I could do was laugh.
Don't you just love how much?
Again.
Don't you just love how much they hate us?
Oh God, I love it.
All right, Steve.
I can't even tell you.
Thanks so much, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy, for what you do.
Better believe it. Love it. Okay, 8:20. Better take a break. Steve's line is open, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Kristen Littleton is next, if you sit tight. And, of course, as we've been doing every single break, because, you know, listen, I know a lot of you, the loyalists especially, man, you are up at 6. You're listening 6 to 9. I love you for it. I appreciate it. But many, many radio listeners, and this happens to me during the day, I can't listen to our hosts or other hosts that I like around the clock. I have to check in and check out. So when I'm playing something repeatedly, in this case, it's special. I mean, it's worth hearing over and over. But part of that is because we know that we don't have our listeners for 3 full hours. So it's real important to allow them to have some fun with us as well. So this is your former fading Democrat presidential frontrunner, creepy, sleepy, eerie, roach learning, lap jumping appreciative Joe Biden. This is not that long ago. There's no date on this, but you can just tell by his age. And as it seems like his stuttering problem is getting worse as he gets deeper into this campaign. So this is obviously and clearly a pretty recent video of creepy, sleepy Joe.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
I just can't. The only way you can get that, I have no way to share it with you unless you follow me on Twitter at Randy Corcoran, but that needs to go viral. We'll put a fork in Biden, turn our attentions to, what did Cheryl call him, Mayor Butt? Pete Buttigieg and Warren, they are the new top front runners according to Real Clear Politics today. And it'll be awful fun to see what Donald Trump does with them. All right, 8:22, back to the phones in 1 second. You're listening to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here on 710 KNUS.
We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
All right, sing already. We just don't have time to wait with full lines. Actually, somebody dropped during the break, so one line is open if you couldn't get in before 303-696-1971. Only a half hour left in the show, and really has been fun talking with so many of you. Sometimes I get off into stuff and don't take calls like I should, but what a great time I've had this morning just celebrating being a sycophantic, deplorable Trump cultist, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism, and just sticking it in the ear, in the nose, in the face of all of the look-down-their-nose leftists and deep staters, administrative staters, globalists, all of the haters who just can't stand how happy we are celebrating the success of our country, of our fellow men and women, of our president, and talk radio, too. We're doing just fine over here. Thank you very much. Remember what Chuck the Schmuck Schumer said when Donald Trump, before he was sworn in January of 2017 with Rachel Maddow, when Donald Trump was calling out those who had been tapping his wires. Remember, he said people were listening in, they're spying on my campaign. And Chuck Schumer had this dire warning.
This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The intelligence briefing on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. Look. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Let me tell you, these intelligence agencies, they've got six ways from Sunday to get back at you if you take them on. That was Chuck the Schmuck Schumer before President Donald Trump, when he was just President-elect Donald Trump. And man, has that proven to be so. I heard Representative Barry Loudermilk from Georgia comment that Donald Trump is the George Patton of presidents. And these lefties, these globalists, these deep staters, administrative staters, do not know how to deal with him. That is simply the bottom line. And I just love that. Ambassador Taylor, in his testimony during the two-week House impeachment sham, the start of it last couple of weeks, really laid it out. He made it so clear how offended, how disturbed, how unsettled these ambassadors and administrators are because Donald Trump goes outside the normal course of things. And there they were talking specifically about foreign affairs. So, it's really hard to believe just the fact that this president, in the face of all of this, has had so much success. Think about this. I heard another smart guy saying, oh, Donald Trump's strategy, you can see this, you can read this anywhere too. His strategy with China is not going to work. These new tariffs kicking in December aren't going to back them down. Now they're upset because he signed the declaration in support of the Hong Kong protesters. All of these things are mistakes. His efforts with the dictator of North Korea haven't worked. Look at the outcome. And I just want to, you never hear these people say the most important point. How do you think these world leaders would be responding to President Donald Trump if they were convinced that he had the support of the Congress, that he had the support of everybody except you and I, the sycophantic, deplorable Trump cultists? How would they be reacting to him? You know that the North Korean dictator, that the leader of China are holding out hope. And Iran is holding on with dear life too. The Brexit folks, the anti-Brexit folks are holding out hope that somehow these lame Democrats, through all of their machinations, Russian collusion, obstruction of justice, improper sexual conduct, mental instability, the 25th Amendment, the coup, the insurance policy, the impeachment hoax, they're holding out hope that this president does not get reelected. So, of course, they're slow walking making these deals. If they realize that the Congress was in support of this president, like the American people more and more are showing that they are, then these deals would be getting done faster. And that's another reason the Democrats keep doing this. They're trying to chip away at his reelection chances. It is very hard to beat an incumbent president, especially with a roaring economy, especially with an activated, agitated, excited base of deplorable, sycophantic cultists on his back and pushing him forward. It's hard to take that out. But they know with all of these distractions, all of these delays, all of the things that they suck the power out of his administration to have to deal with, the Mueller investigation, now the impeachment hoax, that they slow down the Trump agenda and they give world leaders pause to think, well, maybe I don't have to deal with this president. Maybe he will be gone in 11 months, 12 months now. And so it's part of a strategy. Even if they see themselves losing the presidency, at least they're slowing down the onslaught of the America First agenda. Don't let them get away with it. And don't let them put you down for wearing that MAGA hat, for celebrating the success of our country under the 45th president of the United States. All right, it's ladies first around here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Chris gave up the ghost. He went away. So that's good for Sandy and Highlands Ranch. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, Randy. I want to circle back to when you're asking why, what people saw in Trump that yeah. perhaps you didn't see initially. I really became aware of him in the mid-90s. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. And he really fascinated me. And so I just kind of kept, you know, watched him over the years. And the two pieces, the criteria for me to vote for someone is being pro-life and anti-illegal immigration. And so because I was interested in him, I saw various interviews over the years, and he'd be on Larry King or he'd be on Oprah. And it was either late 90s or like right around 2000, I saw him, I heard him tell the story of his best friend and what changed his position on being pro-choice to pro-life. And his best friend and his wife were having a baby, and they found out the baby had a birth defect. I can't remember what it was. So he watched them go through the pregnancy. They decided to keep the baby. Baby was subsequently born and has gone on to live a very good, productive life. And he said, now this was in late 90s, around 2000, he said, that is what changed my mind. So when I hear people say, oh, he just did this for convenience because he was running, it's just not true. It's just not true. And then when he came down that elevator and gave this, you know, his speech that he was announcing that he was running for president, and he spoke about immigration the way he did, I mean, that was it. I wanted him to run, like, in early 2000s. So I worked on his campaign. I'll work on the next campaign. And when you look at what this man has done in terms of appointing conservative judges, he's working on defunding Planned Parenthood, among so many other things. I mean, you made the right vote, Randy, when you voted for him.
Yeah, it just, the encouraging thing for me as we face all of the frantic machinations of the left heading into 2020, including the impeachment hoax, is that people like me who went ahead and voted for him because we couldn't possibly, we had to do everything we could to stop Hillary, the criminal Hillary Clinton, from becoming the president, are now enthusiastically seeing what people like you and Chris the entrepreneur in the last hour shared with us. That,
which makes it so exciting,
yes.
Because I think he just might win in a landslide. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if this polling on the support in the black community holds out, he had 8% support, as the average Republican has in many elections in the black community.
And now what is it? 34%
in a poll. He doesn't need that. If he gets 12% of the black community, it's over for the Democrats.
And he has a lot of support in the Hispanic community as well.
Yeah.
A lot.
Very exciting. I'm so glad you waited to share your thoughts,
you
because I do scratch my head. You know, at my tea party, I was a lone wolf. At 710 KNUS, I was a lone wolf. Now, I was elected to be a Ted Cruz delegate. So obviously, during the fulfillment of that duty, I'm going to do what I'm elected to do and what I promised to do.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it was a slow change for me to go from a non-Hillary voter to a really strong Trump supporter. But his performance, how can you doubt it?
You can't.
Yeah.
Not if you're a sane person.
God bless you, Sandy. Thanks for waiting.
You
thanks
bet.
For waiting
Bye-bye.
In. All right, Sandy's line is open, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Jimmy Sangenberger will be in today doing double duty, 9 to noon, and then his regular slot, 5 to 8. So that sounds like kind of fun to me. Because I just never get enough. I never get enough of your calls. In fact, just thinking about coming in here in the mornings yesterday for Peter Boyle's today makes me feel like Howard Dean did when he gave up his presidency. They say that yell, he sounded unhinged. And so that's why the Democrats turned away from him. And why didn't he drive that? You know, Donald Trump would have taken that yell and tweeted it out, made a meme out of it, and shoved it in the opposition's face and said, damn right I'm excited. I celebrate America. I celebrate America first. I celebrate the American worker who put $5,000 to $7,000 additional dollars in their pocket under my tax cuts, etc. But he's showing the way, Republicans, Corey, Ken, Colorado GOP, others. He's showing the way what it takes to win in 2020. If you will only see, only learn. Let's check the president's Twitter feed. And we have nothing. There's no new tweets from the president. That is almost unheard of on a Saturday morning. He's still got the pinned tweet of his Thanksgiving media hoax where they Newsweek reported golfing and tweeting on Thanksgiving while he is serving, dishing up food to the men and women in Afghanistan serving our country. There's President Donald Trump in his suit and his tie, big smile. He never looks, well, I shouldn't say never. He rarely looks tired or exhausted, coming off 2 hours of speaking at a rally, flying across the world to be with those men and women, announcing the resumption, potential resumption of talks with the Taliban to put an end to fighting in Afghanistan. And the guy is just nonstop. So equate that presidency with the potential presidency of the former and fading Democrat frontrunner, creepy, sleepy Joe.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Can you imagine the first State of the Union address? Maybe he'd bring his newest grandchild, the love child of dope doing, where's Hunter, money laundering, allegedly, and baby making with Dallas the stripper in D.C. bars, Hunter Biden. Maybe that grandson will be old enough maybe to run and jump on his lap at his first State of the Union address. I predicted months ago that Joe would be out by the end of this year. I thought I was wrong as he continued to maintain his strength, but he is now falling in the polls to, as Cheryl said, Mayor Butt and Elizabeth Warren. Biden is now in third in the Real Clear Politics average. Unbelievable. All right, we got full lines again. We'll try and get to every single one of them in the final segment of Wake Up with Randy Corporan. That's next here at 710 KNUS.
Download our free mobile app and listen to 710 KNUS on your phone or hear us at home or at work on your Alexa device. Details at 710knus.com. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yep, not only that, it's the final segment with your sycophantic, deplorable Trump cultist, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism, here on Saturday mornings. And with limited time, let's get right back to the phones. Ladies first, as usual, Sherry in Lakewood. Good morning and welcome.
Hi. I wanted to answer your question, what I saw in Trump that you might have missed. I actually like Rand Paul, but he dropped off really early. And I liked Ben Carson, and I supported him. I sent him some money. I thought he was very humble and a very honest, good guy. But what I saw at one of the debates, and this is really what made me look at Trump very hard, is it seemed like the media was trying to make a fool out of Ben Carson, and when they called his name, he didn't hear it, and he didn't go out on the stage. And so instead of them recalling and getting him out there, they started calling other people. And all those people just about ran him over to get out there. But when they called Trump, Trump would not go out until they first called Ben Carson and let him take his appropriate place on the stage. And I just thought that just showed such consideration for your fellow person.
That is really interesting, Sherry. I remember that moment now that you bring it up. And he was the only one who didn't just step right through Ben Carson. And
right.
And he actually put his hand on him and he gestured forward and said, you know, go on out there. And, you know, you've probably heard this story if you're a regular listener, but one of my family members who produces a TV show, New York liberal, could not really stomach Hillary Clinton, didn't think she could vote for Trump because of politics and ideology. But she told me, I've been on his planes. I flew to Russia with him. I've been to his two of his weddings. I've been in Trump Tower. He treats women with respect. He empowers women. He remembers things about your family when he comes up and says hello. The way the media portrays him is just a flat out lie. And then when I talk to folks I know who are in the White House, who are around him, they say he's a voracious reader. He absorbs tons of information. He hears from lots of different voices. But then he makes a decision, and he's ready to move on. That's why Barry Loudermilk, representative from Georgia, calls him the General Patton of presidents. So what a fascinating perspective and memory. And so that's the thing that flipped you, huh?
It is. And then as I started listening to him more, I was very impressed that he has never drank alcohol or used drugs. And he really, really impressed on his kids growing up not to use alcohol or drugs.
Yeah.
And then as rich as he is, I remember his kids saying his dad always made them learn to run the forklift and work more with the workers.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Well, it is fascinating to me to have heard from you and our earlier lady caller and Chris, the entrepreneur. Things that I just completely missed when I was pounding the table for constitutional conservatism and all of the, you know, things that are important to a reader like me and someone who's been an activist now for 10 years, missing the important details that have really connected with America. And so thanks for sharing that one, Sherry. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent,
bye-bye.
Excellent. All right. It's time for the transition, the big changeover. The man for all hours, for all shows, for all days, sometimes twice a day, the one and only Jimmy Sangenberger is here. Good morning.
Mr. Corcoran, how the heck are you?
You know, I'm terrific. Do we need to get out the Lysol or anything? Because for 26 months during the transition, there was Lysol fumigating going on. And
you
not
know,
by, and not by me. I
not unless you
know.
Have a cough. I've been using it because I have a persistent cough right
okay.
now that I'm
right.
dealing with. But otherwise, I don't think you need to. I'm
well,
okay.
It seemed like a thing. So I'm glad it's not a thing with you.
Well, you know, I did work for you for what? A couple of different times, 2.5 years or whatnot. So I've grown to tolerate your germs.
Well, it's interesting that Jimmy not only couldn't keep a job, but he couldn't keep the same job when he got it twice. But for people who don't know, I met you at the Arapahoe County Republican Men's Club breakfast back when they before they became politically correct and when it was a weekly endeavor.
Every Wednesday. Yeah.
You were super young, not when I met you then, but you started going there, hanging out with Mort Marks, got to know Mike Kaufman and others at 13,
yeah.
14 years old.
That's right.
And so the first time I met you, you were fresh out of college, had just graduated, and you just had the guts to walk up and say, hey, I know you've got a law firm, and I'm looking for
actually,
a job.
I didn't know you had a law firm.
Oh, you didn't?
I had a bunch of resumes I brought with me
because
I was talking to different people. And I said, I'm just graduated, and I'm looking for work or something like that. And you said, have you ever thought of working at a law firm? And I said, I have a little bit. And you said, let's talk. And
yeah.
So within a month, I was working for you.
Interesting. Yeah. And it was great. I mean, you're a hard worker, learned fast. And so I've always had a lot of respect for you.
Now some trials by fire, too. That's
yeah.
for sure.
And now you're doing everything. Now, the way this show was constituted before, there was a hard break coming up in about a minute.
Sure.
And Kelly said he took that out yesterday. We're not so sure. But just in case we're about to get beaten out within the next 60 seconds, give me about 30 seconds of what you got coming up.
All right. So today I'm going to replay my interview from Wednesday when I filled in for Chuck and Julie with Judge Ken Starr. That was a great conversation about why there's not impeachable offenses here. I'm going to talk with my good friend, entertainer, voice actor Jimmy Viles, going to be in studio at 11. We're going to have some fun with that. And also having Rick Newman of Yahoo Finance. We've got a lot today, 9 to noon. And then 5 to 8, Casper Stockham is going to be in studio. And I'm going to bring in a couple musicians, and I'm going to jam on the harmonica.
All right, very good. We've got the hard break after all, so we'll get that fixed for next week. But, Jimmy, Ken Starr is one of the people who says, you know, Trump shouldn't have done what he did. I think Trump was exactly right doing what he did. I'd be interested in your comments on that in your show coming up 9 to noon. But that's it for me. I'm Randy Corcoran. Always remember, never forget, God loves you, so do I, and even Creepy Joe loves you too.